me.
His cousin.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I say, I'm gonna ask him when he come back. Where did he get these shoes?
Where'd you see J.R.?
He was over there to James's, helping James move some trash.
How's Isaiah?
He's all right, I think. I ain't seen Isaiah this week.
But Ness, y'all don't keep touching down there.
No, he's working.
Yeah. But he don't work all day, Miss Daisy.
No, he gets home about 5 o'clock, I think. Yeah. Something like that. When he come. Some days he don't get home that early.
Oh, he doesn't? You got your washer connected?
Well, James connected it Sunday, but he didn't get it started to running. I'm going back and see can I stop it.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I guess it's just a misunderstanding. I guess that's all.
Well, you got it connected with the water and the electricity.
He's had it, but he couldn't get started. He said he was going to do something.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're looking mighty good this morning.
Oh, do
it? Get out the town.
Yeah, don't you? Yeah, I got to get ready to go to town. I have to clean up my room and kind of get my things ready to go to town every morning. And when they go in, you see every morning. What you been talking about?
Well, nothing special. Uh-huh. Nothing special.
Nothing special?
No.
Well, I thought you always had something to talk to tell everybody.
No.
Well, you know, I was kind of, when New Year's coming up here, I thought about when we used to drive through Georgia and seeing a mix making sorghum.
Uh-huh.
Did you all raise sorghum?
Sorghum, yes, they raise both kinds. On the sorghum and the big sweet cane, sugar cane.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you all have, I remember seeing one place where there was an old mule. They had hitched around
mm-hmm.
a pole or something.
And he'd go round this way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd go round and round. And
grinding cane.
Yeah. Would that be what they're doing? They mm-hmm. grind it?
Grinding, mashing the juice out of it, you see?
Uh-huh.
And it'd fall into a barrel or something, some kind of it. I remember that. But
you all didn't have one?
No, ma'am. We didn't have one.
Uh-huh. But I didn't know whether you lived where.
No, we growed cane.
Yeah.
But we'd haul it to a neighbor's mill over there.
Yeah, yeah.
From us. And they grind it like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when you were there, did they have a mule to do that, or did they?
Yes, ma'am. They had a mule then. Well, you see, it wasn't all this electric stuff then.
It didn't have electric.
No.
They do it now. I know we never do see anything like that now.
No, we don't see nothing like that now, but that's what you're seeing back there.
Yeah.
You don't see no lectures. You know, I believe things was healthier. Food and everything, I believe, was healthier. I know the folks was healthier.
In the older times?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't nobody sick much all the time like it is now. Mm-hmm. They ain't got enough doctors for the patients now.
Now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it just came to me this morning when, you know, I knew that you was coming up here, you know, and
mm-hmm.
all, and I just happened to think of when we used to come drive through the country coming down here.
Now, since I've been here, Woody Coleman's daddy, he had a cane mill up there where Woody's staying now.
Yeah.
That used to be his daddy's home.
Uh-huh.
And they grind cane.
Well.
With a mule.
With a mule.
Up there. And we used to go over there at night when they'd be making syrup.
Yeah.
And drink juice.
Oh.
Cane juice.
Yeah.
They'd grind it and squeeze it out.
Yeah.
And then you could have a dipper in a glass down there. And you drink juice whilst they cook syrup.
And while they cook it down.
Uh-huh. Yes, and they had a big old syrup kilt. And they'd put that thing on, they say about 5 or 4 o'clock. Well, it'd take it till 10 or 11 o'clock to cook.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'd sit down, talk. And
just like a party, wasn't it?
Yeah. And drink coffee. Sometimes his wife would make coffee and bring it out there, and he'd drink coffee sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have coffee and cake and sometimes just plain coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all right with me, just coffee.
Yeah.
So I love coffee.
You love coffee. Well, mm-hmm. Did you love that juice, though, too?
Oh, yes, I loved it, that juice.
Well, you couldn't drink too much of it, though, could you?
No, I couldn't say I couldn't drink too much of that juice. Coffee sweet.
Because it's just so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you all ever make candy out of it? Take that juice and make a candy? Make sorghum candy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them made candy. They used to make candy and out of it in, that's when I was in Georgia. Didn't make candy. I never did make none.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Out of sorghum?
I never did make none. But we had a friend there that made it. She'd make big pots full of that stuff. And when it get cool, they'd pull it.
Yeah.
Called
yeah.
A candy pulling.
Yeah.
You pull one in it, you in, meet mine back. You know there was lots of fun in there.
A lot of fun in there, yeah. Mm-hmm. There really was.
When they get it, pull as stiff and hard as they want it. They'd roll it and lay it on a paper. Sometimes it kind of twist it like just plaited.
Yeah.
Hold it
together
and put it out.
Yeah, and put it out.
Put that. He was good too.
Oh yeah, I remember eating some of it,
mm-hmm.
And I've pulled some. I think I've been to places
where they pull it.
Where
mm-hmm.
they pulled it. No.
Mm-hmm. Call it candy pulling.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was a candy pulling. That was a kind of a party.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Well, the young folks had going.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that was lots of fun. Well, one would take one in and...
One take them and then meet back.
Meet back.
With
yeah. And double it back.
Double it back.
Uh-huh. And you'd pull it just as long as you'd want to, as long
yeah.
as you could. It'd get the cold,
right.
I guess.
It'd get cold and stiff. You couldn't pull it.
And couldn't pull it anymore.
And then they would pull it long and kind of roll it. Round, kind of like to plait it, twist
yeah,
it like.
Yeah,
yeah. That was long table.
And put it down on the table, I guess.
And it get good and cold, it break it.
Yeah.
Like they want to.
Uh-huh. As long as in little sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Yeah.
You know, his tip was good then, but I had none so long. I don't know how it'd taste now.
No. Well, you don't get any real sorghum much now, do you?
No.
Or do you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. My people have a place that they through the country somewhere, they stop and get some
mm-hmm.
sorghum
mm-hmm.
and all, and they love it.
Mm-hmm.
They really love it. I think they like it better than they do the cane, what they call the cane sorghum.
Well, I always did most of I'd rather have a sorghum than have sweet potato.
Than have well.
Yeah. Huh?
Just have some sorghum and biscuit and bread and then have a cake.
And pancakes. And that was good to me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what made me get to thinking about that this morning, but I could just remember driving down here, especially, was where I could we'd stop sometimes and see them.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the old mule go round and round.
That's right. And he just take his time.
Yeah, take his time to do that. Mm-hmm. That was really something for us to see. But we don't see those kind of things now.
No.
No.
You don't see them now.
That electricity does it so quick, so fast that you...
No, we don't see them no more.
But I guess it was
just wonders, ain't some of that same stuff going on somewhere?
Well, it may be way back in...
Way back there in them bushes or back there somewhere.
Yeah, I expect so. Mm-hmm. I expect so, where they don't have electricity.
I would just love to see them old things.
Yeah, we just love to see some of the old things now. They'd be just real curiosity.
That's right.
Yeah, just a real curiosity. Yes, sir. But those candy pullings, I never did get to go to a candy pulling.
Uh-huh.
I've been where we just, two or three of us, would make candy of some kind.
Uh-huh.
And pull it. But a regular candy pulling, I never did get to go to one. And I know there was lots of fun in there. Now then, they don't have those kind of parties.
No.
What kind of parties they have now?
Oh, I don't know what kind do you have now.
They get together. Well, I don't know. Maybe they get together and sing and have singing.
Then I tell you, the most then that would do the most of them. Sick and they ain't able to do nothing, and these young folks ain't got time to fool with that. They've got to go where something's going on.
Yeah. They don't have those big things now.
No.
The young people don't do that,
No.
Even does Doris, they don't be, her crowd don't have singing,
mm-mm,
do they? About the only time they sing is at church?
Church. They sing a little rhyme home there sometimes. Sometimes when the children get together, they sing pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It don't last long.
Yeah.
They soon get through with it at home.
Yeah. What kind of songs do they usually sing there at home?
Well, mostly just church songs.
Just church songs.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Just kind of church songs. Well, that's better than nothing at all.
Yeah, some old ones and some new ones.
Yeah.
They buy songbooks.
Well, we used to have a neighbor woman that used to be out there with her washing out in the yard, and she would just be singing to the top of her voice.
Folks used to do that. But they don't do it no more.
Well.
Ought to.
Well, you don't do it yourself, do you?
No.
When you're washing out there? You don't even sing.
You don't even hum?
I sing to myself. But I don't disturb the neighbors.
How do you sing to yourself, Miss
Stacy?
How do you sing to yourself?
Just humming on something.
Oh, really?
Humming on something.
Granddaddy talking you down today?
Who that?
Granddaddy.
He was eating his breakfast when I left.
Yes.
don't know what he's doing now. About sleep, if he done finished.
Oh, he didn't go to bed at 6 o'clock last night.
So he didn't go to bed at 6.
No.
Well, he must have sure went at 7.
Did he get up early this morning?
He got about 7:30.
Yeah.
He was just getting his breakfast while he told.
Well, one morning he got up at 4 o'clock.
Oh, my Lord. He got up one morning at 4, he got up one night at 10:30. Stayed up.
Stayed up all night?
All night.
The rest of the night? All night? Well, what happened?
He went to bed at evening at 6. And, I don't know what happened. But I kept hearing something, so I got it. And I went. I looked at the clock, and he was in there, in the living room, and had a fire.
Yeah.
I said, this is now 10:30. What is he doing there? I ain't said nothing to him. And he was.
Well,
about 11 o'clock, he called me. He come in and said, Daisy. I said, huh? Is you sick?
Yes.
I said, no, I ain't sick. Why? Well, you hadn't got up. I said, it's not time to get up. I said, you know, it's just 11:30. I said, what is you doing up now? Well, I got tired of that bed and I got out of it. I said, well, you sit there till you feel like you can take it some more. I said, because I'm not going to get up now. So the next night, about 7:30, I said, well, I believe I'll go to bed. I said, you going to bed? I said, now you stay in there. And if you get where you can't stay in there, I said, you get on up and sit up, but don't bother me.
Yeah.
I said, I know when I get ready to get up. I said, I ain't going to get up till 6 o'clock, and don't you call me. So he ain't bothering me no more.
Just hadn't bothered
you
no more then.
No.
If he
but
gets
I
up,
just don't understand. I don't know why he got up there and stayed up. Oh,
I
nice.
Bet he slept in the chair some while he the rest of the day and night.
That's right.
Yeah.
He do funny things sometimes.
Well.
Let him go on doing.
Well, we all do. Kind of funny thing sometimes.
Man, now and then you think about that time, those times when James had that old piece of a truck.
When James had what?
That old piece of a truck.
Uh-huh.
And you and Doris could get
he
in it.
Oh, wood, and he said she could drive.
Yeah.
She drive it, me up, loaded up with wood, and carried to my house. Me and her unloaded.
Yeah. Now that's.
But he ain't got me out now. He won't come. He won't bring me out home. He just used Roger's truck all the time.
Yeah.
Same thing he wanted. Well, if we want it, and we got to go get somebody to wait till he comes with daddy.
Yeah. So he's independent, but you are not.
We are not. He's independent, but me and Doris is depending.
But you all could just go wherever you needed to go in that old truck.
Mm-hmm.
And she could drive it.
That's right. Yes, she could drive.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, if you bring anything down that yard, she's going to drive it. And you know, David and I do the same thing. David can drive about as good as any of them. No.
Yeah.
He just ain't old enough to get his license.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's big enough.
He's big enough to get them. But he just ain't old enough.
He's about 15, is he?
Come on, David.
About Daisy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and if you can get him at it. See, he goes to school every day.
Yeah.
Him and Calvin go to school every day. Calvin, 12, I think they say.
Sadie, I seem to keep thinking that, you know, when you and Doris get out in that truck, you all just got the day before you. You don't have to push, and you can just whatever comes up, you can do it.
That's right. That's right.
And that lasted a long time, didn't it?
Lasted a long time.
Well, you all must have been just spoiled, just independent.
Well, you see, if we got something to write here, me and her can get do plenty of work. But since she's got to where she works out, where she don't have no truck or no container or nothing, but she, if they wasn't using her car all the time, she could take her car and do plenty of things. She put wood in the trunk and fill it up.
Wood. Why, yeah.
But she ain't got it. Samuel, he has to have it, so. If they ain't got it, the garage man got them.
Now, Samuel's still not back on?
No, he ain't home. I ain't seen it yet. I said that one day last week. I missed it. I ain't seen it since. He is using his mom's car.
Still.
She using anybody she can get. Mostly Elizabeth. See, James care to work in the morning.
Yeah.
But Elizabeth mostly pick her up that evening.
Well?
I ain't seen her car this week.
Yeah.
I didn't see it yesterday. I didn't see it last night. I didn't go down there last night. But I looked out the window after 10 o'clock. And I didn't see it. I didn't see but one car. And that was LC's car. That's all I see this morning, LC. And the truck. So I don't know.
Samuel won't have a way.
I guess Samuel might have had to work last night.
Oh.
Or he might have had to go early this morning.
Oh.
I heard a car out there. Looked like about sometime. Seemed like it must have been about 4 o'clock, but I didn't look at the clock. But I heard a car. Looked like leaving there, so he might have had to go to work this morning.
Well, how do they get in touch with Samuel? How does he know when to
go? I think they tells him, they give him his orders when he leaves, like he leaves this evening. Well, they tell him when to come back.
Oh.
Night and what time.
Oh.
That's where he gets his orders, because there's no phone, no nothing there for him to call him or he called him.
Miss Daisy, I don't have a drum. I give them all away. I've got a half a drum out there. But you know what? I quit burning. I use these old fertilizer sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever I got trash I got throw away, I just stick it in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first passing,
mm-hmm,
they take it down there to the dump.
To the dump, that's right.
Now, what you could do, you could take some of them old sacks,
mm-hmm,
and just whenever you get more than you want there, just lay them up there on
James Kittle.
So yeah, somebody's truck. Because he has to go by there a lot of times anyhow.
Who? James. He holds his trust. He holds trust Sunday, and he holds trust Sunday for late.
Yeah.
That's where I see jail.
Uh-huh. Well, now that, in a way, that beats burning it these days.
Mm-hmm.
Then take it down there and they bury it, you see.
That's right.
And I've got plenty of them old fertilized sites. I had a whole bunch of those old drums, and somebody come along and want one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just let them have it. And now I've they've all gone. Some of them just rusted out and run in accounts, you see. That's the way to do. Wonder where I pay you.
I think she's getting ready to pack up. Well, sir.
Here she.
I guess she's getting about ready.
Yeah, I guess it does.
He was wondering, where did they go?
Yes, sir, and here I was. This, Miss Daisy, is a, I don't know whether you use it or not, we use it a lot. It's that, those instant potatoes.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever used them?
Yes, sir.
You like them?
Yes, I like them.
You put a little steaming in, and I tell you, I took them out of a can because we needed the can. There's a whole lot of them, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's instant potatoes. That's enough to last you all for a month.
A long time.
And we use them and whip up a egg in them.
Uh-huh.
And oh, it's good. It's good for breakfast eating. I bet you Ben might like them.
Not very good. He's getting a pretty good at.
Yes, sir. Or even some gravy on them.
Oh, potatoes of yeah, good for you. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll run you on down, Dave, then if you you have to go see about that old man.
Well,
I sure
well,
like those
I enjoyed my
stay.
I'll be back.
Talking
all
with
right,
you.
Yeah, be back.
Just bring back memories to me.
What you got on this morning, Miss Davey? Have I seen that before?
It's a Valentine apron.
Let me see it. Come over here while I see it.
Look
at that. Isn't that?
Look at that,
look at that.
A Valentine.
Well, it's a red apron.
A red apron, yeah. Isn't that cute?
Pretty big pockets.
Yeah.
Great big pockets.
Well, now, how would you say that, Miss Daisy? It's, the most of it is red.
Mm-hmm.
With those little figures, squares in it.
Well, now you see, all this was one piece.
Yes.
And I put this up here to the top to make it long as I wanted it. And then I put the pockets to match this.
You got your apron's made out of that red
out
part with the squares in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't quite long enough. So you.
So I put this scrap up here to the top.
That's about 8 inches up there at your waist.
Drop down there.
Uh-huh.
And then you made the pockets out of that same thing as your waist.
Yes, sir.
Why, it looks like that's just where you want it, don't it?
Just take scraps and make you an apron out of it, don't it?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the way you do.
And new one, I see, she has one for every day in the month.
Every day of the month.
Well, bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, at the end of the visit, Miss Daisy, this Tuesday morning, the 16th of February, 1971, Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over, around 500, in the middle of the tape, the reel, the tape. Channel 1 over, around 500 or 600. This is Tuesday morning, the 16th of February, 1971, and this is the regular mic on the little deck. This is a regular mic on the little deck. This is a regular mic on the little deck. This is a regular mic on the little deck. And the end of the visit, Miss Daisy, this Tuesday morning, 16th of February, 1971, Channel 1, over, around 500. And this is the regular mic on the little deck. The end of the visit, Miss Daisy, this Tuesday morning, 16th of February, 1971.